Stay tuned after the show for a message from Morgan Stanley.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Happy beginning to the end of the summer of 2020. Did it even happen at all? And thanks to Blake Hounshell for taking the wheel for a few days while we were off. We're kicking off with some news, two White House happenings for your radar. The Trump administration expects to announce Donald Trump's list of proposed Supreme Court justices as early as Wednesday. They're also actively planning to announce expanding the drilling moratorium off the coast of Florida. They believe both are keys for the campaign, quite clearly. Conservatives are eagerly awaiting Trump's potential court choices, and many in Florida want to stop drilling off its shores.
The government is slated to shut down in 22 days, and color us skeptical of all the "we've decided not to shut it down" talk from Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Does anyone actually actively plan to shut down the government? If the two sides don't get an agreement, are we to believe that after all of that back and forth and calls for a COVID relief deal, Democrats are just going to fold and agree to a clean government funding bill? And Republicans are going to give up their priorities too, just weeks before an election?
As of right now, Senate Republicans are working behind the scenes to see if they can get 51 votes for a skinny COVID bill that they hope to release this week. That bill will include an extension of the PPP, more enhanced unemployment, and money for schools and daycare. The inability to get 51 GOP votes would be a big defeat for the White House and for Senate GOP leadership. At this moment, leadership is trying to find a sweet spot in policy that would get them 51 votes, and there's no guarantee that will happen. Read Marianne Levine and John Bresnahan about the Senate returning with a path to nowhere on coronavirus aid.
Another dynamic to watch, where the White House expects to embrace a $1.5 trillion price tag for a COVID relief bill this week. That's a bit more than where they were and represents some baby steps on their behalf toward a bill. The coronavirus continues to rage. More than 6.3 million Americans have tested positive for the disease. 189,215 Americans have died. Washington Post is reporting U.S. cases more than quadrupled during the summer season. And Michael Cohen called Trump a cult leader in an interview that will air on NBC Nightly News tonight. Cohen will also join Rachel Maddow on MSNBC at 9 p.m. tonight.
Bloomberg is reporting the president is weighing putting up to $100 million of his own cash into his reelection bid. Breitbart has the U.S. ambassador to France, Jamie McCourt, denying the Atlantic story about Trump allegedly calling fallen U.S. troops losers and suckers. Kamala Harris will attend a virtual fundraiser today, and the New York Times has a great story about Mike Pence and Kamala Harris vying for Wisconsin votes as Trump vented from the White House on Labor Day.
And we've got some news. The DCCC, Independent Expenditure, is reserving another $2.6 million. The House Democrats' independent expenditure arm has placed another round of TV reservations across the country in an illustration of their opportunities to flip a series of Republican seats and highlighting some of their vulnerable members. The DCCC's biggest buy is in Texas, where they put $1.029 million on San Antonio TV, which could help flip Representative Chip Roy's Austin to San Antonio seat or help the Dems capture retiring Representative Will Hurd's district along the Mexican border.
In Atlanta, the D-Trip put $771,000 on TV, either trying to flip the seat held by Rob Woodall, a retiring Republican, or defend Lucy McBath in the competitive Atlanta suburbs. In New York, Dems have put $650,000 on New York City Cable to try to flip the Long Island seat held by retiring Republican Rep. Peter King.
And Politico has a deep dive on 2020 swing states, with stories on each of the 8 swing states. You can check out more on the Politico.com website for that. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president will leave the White House at 11:20 a.m. and route to West Palm Beach, Florida. He will then travel to Jupiter, Florida, and arrive at 2:55 p.m. at the Jupiter Inlet Lighthouse and Museum. He will deliver remarks on environmental accomplishments for the people of Florida at 3 p.m. Afterward, Trump will depart for Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where he will deliver remarks at 7 p.m. Trump will depart at 8:30 and return to Washington. He will arrive at the White House at 10:10 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Morgan Stanley is committed to giving back and to fostering meaningful dialogue among people and communities. See how Morgan Stanley, through demonstrating its core values, is giving back to the communities where we live and work at morganstanley.com.